Thank you.
Hi, this is James
you
from
too.
Local Flash. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I hear you have some concerns in regards to your ranking. So just looking right off the bat here, I see that we can create some posts that'll show up underneath, typically where the description is right below that. We can create some posts for extra SEO points, essentially, mentioning some of these keywords. So we can do that right away.
For crawling like moving companies, movers,
yes.
Like tags, stuff like that in the headline. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, so it would show up underneath the business profile, but it does add those extra like SEO points when having more of these words that relate to the services.
But how come organically, how come we're not even in the search results? We're not even coming up organically unless you type us in.
Yeah, and I just looked up moving company Durango, and I know it's not, that huge of a town, since it's, closer to the mountainy type areas. So I was a little surprised because I didn't really, there's not that many competitors, even on the, there's only like one page, and I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'll give you a backstory. We had a brand account for 15 years. I've been with Google forever. My last IT guy, something happened with somebody else's website. I got wrangled into it. He just permanently closed us 3 months ago. And so I had 200 plus reviews. I was number one for 10 years. And so he shut us off. And so when we turned it back on, we've just had nothing but problems with verification, where we're at, where we're located, tags, Google Maps, all this stuff we had to redo, and now we're not coming up at all organically, and it's all the same stuff. So I don't get it.
Definitely. Yeah, having it permanently closed does impact the ranking, especially if it's like a new Google business profile as well, if it's like an entirely new one. From that one,
that's the other thing is I have Durango Moving and Storage. I started that the same time you guys started this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my other business. Boom, right there. Ads, everything's connected. It's a GoDaddy website. It's how I had it for years with, it's there, it's ranked, it's brand new. It's fourth in line. Tell me.
I definitely understand that. I did notice that there's that emoji, like the green apple on next to it. And I do like that because it does add that extra flavor. But I'm not sure if it's good for SEO purposes. So I'll just check with some other team members to see if this is something that's recommended to have that, or if it's negatively impacting it, since it's an emoji.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So that's another thing that I seen as well, because I was looking at your keywords and I see that there's quite a lot there. We have quite a bunch of them there. We have the description. So we'll get started on those posts just for those extra SEO keywords to be added there.
Okay.
And then I'll just check with the team to see if the apple is recommended or if that inhibits ranking.
If it's not, I'll yank it off of there right now. Because my other phone's ringing, And this other phone used to ring. I mean, we have Durango, Farmington, Pagosa. So there's around this whole area, there's, a couple hundred thousand people, 200,000-400,000. But our phone used to ring 100 times plus a day, And we were a Mayflower agent. We had five managers and we were huge for a minute. And then we downsized after COVID. And then this happened and my phone's not even ringing now. So this is super weird for me for 15 years of just being really busy, picking
and
choosing
just goes
to go up there.
I definitely understand that.
They're growing.
Definitely. So we'll get to this optimization. That way you can start ranking. Because even when searching, I don't really see that there's that many competitors, in the area.
Yeah.
I'm looking at moving company. So we'll just go ahead and create those posts. That way it adds all, more keywords and such for crawling.
Okay.
All righty. I'll just do a little bit more research as well.
Do you have a direct line? Could call you back because what happened is I called the front
James.
Of the house and then it's pretty
hard.
My
name is James. So if you want to reach me directly, you could just ask for James and I'm the only James in office.
Okay, cool. Do you have an extension or?
If you ask for James, they know who I am, so they could just transfer to my extension.
Okay. And you're back in the Google department, or?
Yes, I do Google, the call tracking phone number, and that's my forte.
Okay. And then what about all these things where it says you need to put a tag in here and then go into my GoDaddy and put it in a header? Do I still need to do all that stuff?
That sounds like it's website related, so that is a different department than me.
Okay.
But yes, I can go ahead and reach out to them to have them just double check everything and make sure that all that's good.
Can we reach out to all departments and see if we're live and what's going on? Because I feel like we just keep putting a Band-Aid on this thing, and I want to fix it so we can. Because I know it takes at least 45 days of them, you know, watching our and betaing our algorithm to stick us in there, and we just keep resetting. And so every 2 or 3 weeks I start getting up there, and then I'm off. And then I'm up there, and then I'm off. But I'm like,
Google's algorithm, like, alternates every, you know, between that 2 to 3 week time frame. And then it, you know, adds more to the ranking, and then it switches them around and such. So it's just getting you up there, you know, on the first page for all the keywords and the different service areas we have listed.
If we're just one of the six right now, I'll be happy. Because there's stuff in there. Like, my dad has a trucking company here. He doesn't move. He's never been on Google. He has a flip phone. He's on there, Tommy Peterson. I'm like, how is he on there?
Yeah, no, exactly. What I'll also do is I'll create a ticket Google, you know, mentioning this as well, saying, hey, there's ranking issues. So I'll create that ticket with them and get that started as well. That way that there's that avenue. They could research it on their end also.
Okay. And then what about, and so I have another profile that's in Aztec, New Mexico, which is about 30 miles away, 35 miles away, and it ranks poorly in Farmington. What do I need to do to get both of those up?
So the way that it typically prefers the area where verification was completed, so the address, you know, and around that surrounding area. So sometimes people even re-verify a listing to get it to that proper, like that right address. It's not recommended, though, since verification can be such a pain sometimes and you know, drop in ranking by doing that. But that is a suggestion that Google themselves mentioned is re-verifying using an address that's closer.
Right. Okay. So I think we did that. So do I have a hidden address of 280 Aaron Drive? Is that still correct?
Let me see if we can have access to it. What was the name of that other location?
Green Apple Moving in Aztec, New Mexico.
Moving.
And I don't know if they're like doing, see, that's the thing. I don't know if we need to do a bulk verification and then do a hidden address in Farmington, because I'd really like to be more, because I'm number one in Aztec, but it's, you know, not very many people live there. Farmington, there's probably 100,000. Aztec, there's probably 5.
Yeah, I do see the Green Apple Moving with the 14 reviews and the address 16171 US 550 Aztec, New Mexico.
Yep, that's our other profile. Is that doing anything to this profile up here?
So since it's a different, I'm actually looking at the keywords, the service areas here. And I do know one thing, Google doesn't like having multiple states. They only like for businesses to service within one state. So in crossing state lines, I know that does drop SEO points. So I do see that there's a few New Mexico ones here. And that's another thing.
Yeah, because we're literally on the border. We do. That's our game here. I know Google doesn't like that, but
yeah.
We literally live 5 miles from the state line. So we're in Durango all the time, which is 20 minutes, and we're in Farmington and Aztec and, you know, Pagosa and all these other places.
Like, I've seen situations where, like, people travel to, like, New York, Rhode Island, New Jersey, all those states on, like, the East Coast that are fairly close by.
Yeah.
And then Google was like, yeah, you can't do that. And then, well, we're just like, that. It's all within, you know,
we have
the same area. You have to, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we don't have a choice. We live here. So I don't know.
I just wanted to... is that address, is that like a P.O. box or is it a residential address? The one in the New Mexico?
That's my residence, which is like, that's what we picked so we could encompass, you know, all the local stuff together, you know, and like, because you guys kind of beat down a 50-mile radius, he said. I know it reaches out there like 200 miles, I think. But he said that you guys do the local, like, 50 pretty hardcore. So I wanted to encompass Farmington and Ignacio and Bayfield and all that by my home address, which I'm, like, literally a stone's throw from the border down here.
Definitely. Well, I'm looking at this one here. So that home address, if Google doesn't like home addresses either for it to, like, be listed, we've even seen cases where if they notice it's a home address, they may suspend the listing, since they only want storefronts to be shown. So you can have the address there. It just has to be hidden. Otherwise, Google may suspend it.
Yep, that's what he was saying. And then originally I tried at 114 County Road because what happened during COVID is, for us, no one could move around, so everybody wanted storage. So we ended up having 7 locations when we were a Mayflower dealer because there's nowhere to put anybody's shit. Then after it lifted, we were really, really, really busy, and now we're downsized to the point where, you know, we're just small enough to where we don't have all this other stuff, you know, the big Mayflower advertising and all that stuff. So I don't really know, you know, if this one down here is making this one do something, but that's what he said is, let's do a hidden address. Let's make it your home address, because the 114, we moved from 151, and then we moved across the street to 114, and then we moved to 1212, and I think that right there was a red flag for Google, because we just kept changing our address. And so, like you were saying, they were like, whoa, but it was just, that's what the times were creating, you know?
Definitely.
Temporary storage locations.
Yep. So I just suggest possibly just hiding the address on that New Mexico location, just in case, because what it'll do right now.
We do have a storefront down there.
Oh, you do.
That one does have a storefront. The 280 Aaron Drive is the hidden one. The 16171 is a full-on 3-acre commercial yard down there.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I just wanted to make sure because I see that that's like the verified address. So that is an actual storefront. Okay.
Yes.
So that is all good then.
Okay. And so just this one down here in Colorado is the one I have hidden. You can look that up.
Yes. Yes, I see that that's hidden.
Okay, and there's nothing going on with 114 County Road 250? That's not getting in the way of anything? Because that was our old address.
No, and I do see all the service areas we have here, Durango, Farmington, Rico, Maui, Cortez, and so on. So I do see we have all those service areas listed. We have the hours of operation. I know some people like to put it to 24 hours. It's definitely a commitment to do it like that. But that does add extra SEO points because it'll have it, you know, it shows that it's open 24 hours.
Maybe I should do that. Put a chat bot on there and say we're open all the time for communication.
Yeah, so some people even do that. Even if they're not, you know, open at like 3 a.m., it still says that they're open, and Google likes that because it'll promote it. Whenever people search for it more, it'll be like, oh, well, that one's open, that one's not open. So it'll promote it.
Be surprised to list it 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
It happens.
So that's also another suggestion is changing the time, but that is a commitment. So I'm not sure if that's something that you want to do now or if you want to
We do have chat on our thing. So, I mean, I don't really care, man. As long as my phone starts ringing again, I'll turn it off later. But right now, man, it's pretty weird. For me,
definitely.
I'm
so I'm thinking we should turn it on for 24 hours, and then we'll create some posts, and then we'll check and see if the Apple is recommended to have shown.
Let's not take it off, and I don't think our last one said LLC. Maybe just Green Apple Moving. I don't know if that does anything. See.
So the LLC part is important for. If the business ever becomes suspended at any point, Do you have LLC written on any of your business documentation, or is it just Green Apple Moving without the LLC?
It's Green Apple Moving LLC. We have a DBA, too, of Army Ant Moving.
I gotcha. So in that case, then, I recommend keeping the LLC just in case if that does happen at any point. Google doesn't get mad that the name doesn't match the documentation.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Yeah, if the Apple's a problem, kill it.
Definitely. Yeah. Alrighty. So I'll go ahead and get this started, and then hopefully we can get the ranking here better. That way, you're at least showing. And since there's only just a few competitors, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they're going through the line too. And like, for instance, one guy's just an in-state guy, the Frontier guy who we were above for years. Animus has one truck. And the mountain man guy just started, but he's the guy who's growing, you know? He didn't have trucks, so basically just us here, but no one's been able to get a hold of us because they got to go through 10 people, and by the time they get to us, they're kind of cranky.
Yeah.
I'd like to get up there a little bit and Google for you, I guess.
So. Alrighty.
Okay, James, well, I appreciate it.
Get this completed.
When do you think I will see a change, tomorrow or?
So we'll start making these changes right away. I'll start going through and making these edits and doing research about that emoji. But in terms of ranking, it's hard to say when Google syncs it directly in the date. But after the change is made, I would just say between a week or two to start seeing it take effect and change the results.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I've been doing this for 8 weeks now. Like, oh no, again. I tried getting verified for 30, 45 days before it finally, because the hidden address, and then they just took the video. Oh no, I sent 6 videos. Really hard.
It's definitely a pain, especially with that video verification. Google's made it a lot more harder. They went on a whole like anti-spam thing, but they just made it even harder for legitimate companies to, you know, get published and verified.
Yeah, you kind of have to be a little smarter, but there's a lot of new businesses like what you guys got going on that it's kind of imperative to help people. It's too much. The analytics that the ads for, I'm lost. I'm in there going, what?
And then even reaching out to Google to get to a person is kind of difficult because they just either send those template responses where it's just generic ones, where it's copy and paste.
And response,
So even getting in contact with an agent at Google is a bit of a challenge. A lot of emails back and forth and asking for managers and such.
Yeah. Do you think any of my ads campaigns are messing with any of the website stuff? So if I canceled all those and started a new ad and started over, it wouldn't do anything to my current business profile?
Like if you started like
tags or, because here's what happened with my old IT guy. We started a bunch of campaigns and stuff. And I think he had some stuff tied into mine. And so years went by, like I was saying, where I didn't have anything turned on. We were too busy. And so when I finally turned it back on, he was turning it off, and I was turning it on because we were managing the same account. And since he had so many, he didn't realize what was going on. And one day he had a falling out with my partner's partner, and he thought we were doing it. Anyways, he just shut us down. So I don't know if some of those ads were connected. I don't know how he even did that or was connected to the ads with mine, because I was running Green Apple ads, and he has some, like, treasure hunt thing that he puts on everybody's. I don't know what he does, but it was tied to me somehow. So I wanted to get rid of all those ads and just start over, but I was scared it was going to, you know, mess with the business profile.
Definitely. So what happens when there's two of the same Google business profiles is it'll go into a duplicate status, and Google will either try to merge them both together and then have the ownership, re-verification occur for ownership, or they may suspend one of them, and then it'll go into a suspended status. But that's only if the information is matching exactly. So for example, if there were two Green Apple Moving LLCs with the same address and the same phone number and the same website, that's what would be a red flag to Google. But I even noticed like the New Mexico location is just Green Apple Moving, and then this one has LLC at the end. So even that makes a difference with
it. Okay, because that's probably what happened in the beginning is a bunch of profiles got made, remade and remade because they didn't get through all the way. That's probably what flagged it first. That makes sense. And so I went in there and I deleted all these other profiles that were just in there pending verification. So I did that yesterday.
Yes, that should definitely help out as well. Well, actually, it'll only really make changes if it's a live business upon Google. If there's just another live one. If I just checked now and I didn't see any other ones that popped up, in that area. So everything should be good with this. There shouldn't be any other ones that are conflicting.
Okay, sounds good, James. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you so much, and have a great day. We'll get on these changes right away.
Appreciate it.